We're back. Hi, hon.
Hi.
Hi. The plane just flew over, and we had to redo it. Behind me, there's a window, and we were talking. We're trying to start the podcast, and then there was a Frisian airplane just flying by, making noise, and I was like, anyways, the plane, boss, the plane. What's up, y'all? What's going on? Welcome back to the Growing Samoan Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Hen, aka Hen Dog, aka Uncle Hen, aka the guy known as the Growing Samoan, the Growing Samoan Podcast. And I'm here with my beautiful wife and lovely host, Tala.
Hello.
How's your day, baby?
Long.
Yeah. You went to some classes, right?
Yeah, I had to go to mandatory training daycare. So I watch my nieces and nephews for my sister. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much my job.
Yeah. Well, one of them. Mm-hmm. You got many jobs. You got many hats.
And so, unfortunately, my job requires 30 hours of mandatory training, which today was day one. That being said, it's done for the day.
Yeah. But that's 30 hours for the whole year.
Yeah. So I think, can't complain.
Yeah, you can't complain about that. Listen, we can talk about that side hustle, because a lot of people, now you do, let the listeners know that you do daycare.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I do daycare through the Department of Social and Health Services.
Yeah.
Or DSHS.
Yeah.
Here in Washington State.
Word up.
Yeah.
And you're helping out
my sister.
Boom, bam, boom, bam.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yep.
That's what's up.
She has five kids, and so I get five kids in and out certain days.
Now that's a beautiful thing in the Samoan community. And before we get into that, I just want to welcome everybody first. Mm-hmm. Welcome everybody. Talo falava, malo lele. Say some, honey.
Yorona.
Yorona. aloha, and bula.
Mabuhay.
Yeah, mabuhay. Welcome back to another episode of the Growing Samoan Podcast. Whether you're Samoan or Pacific Islander or any race in the world, this podcast is for you, talking about financial education, personal finance, and personal development. But this is for you, our Samoan people, Polynesian, and people who just want to learn about life, finances, and personal finance, things that can help you out in life, like what we were just talking about. The Samoan community, we do a lot of daycare, whether you're a grandparent, whether you're an auntie, uncle, mom, or dad who stays at home. And we're flickering over here. I hope we don't have a blackout. Is that supposed to be thunderstorms over here? Anyways, we do a lot of daycare in our community. Oh, damn, that's thunder.
Well, you guys all heard the thunder.
So there's thunder in the forecast. And first there was an airplane flying over, and let's redo this. And now there's thunder. So anyways, you guys, we're not in Oklahoma, but there's thunder. We're in the Pacific Northwest, and there's thunder, crack-a-lack-a-jack-a-lacking in the background.
Yep, so our last day of summer was officially yesterday.
Yeah.
And now we are back to our wonderful, wonderful rain.
Well, is it? Yeah. Official day's over? So now it's...
No, I mean, that was our last day of full sun.
Yeah, when you live in the North... when you live in the Northwest, you get to know the seasons. Once August is over, summer is over. Real quick.
Pretty much. Here
comes the rain. And that's where we're at right now. But back to going, getting back to what we were talking about, daycare and the Samoan community and other Polynesian communities. daycare is a big time thing in our families because we're very, very family orientated people, and we do it for free.
Well, we consider it as supporting or helping out a family or relative.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like mandatory. If your grandma's at home, she watches the kids, mm-hmm. because we don't put any of our elders into what's it called, elder homes.
Those are like
retirement
homes or we hospice. There's so many convalescents.
For our reasons, we just don't do that. We believe that our family should live with us forever.
It's in our culture. It's in our upbringing. Culture.
It's just in our nature. It's just that to us, that's just the right thing to do.
It's love. Why would we?
We call it love.
Yeah. Why would we send our parents or grandparents to have strangers care for them when?
Yeah.
Well, I can understand the ability of not being able to, but yet it's not in our
and
build or in our being.
And you know what, man, the videos of those daycare elderly facilities doing them horrible things to those poor old people, man.
There's ooh. Pros and cons, you know, just like everything in life, good and bad.
Yeah. So it's either you let your parents stay at home in a Samoan household. And yeah, that's thunder. Get out of here, man.
Buddy.
Go on our podcast. And keep it down, homie. I love you. Yeah, he loves you too. And it's either you put your grandparents into a elderly home and they get all messed up by these strangers. You know, these strangers who just do bad things to them.
Well, that's just in bed. Yeah. Places, not all places are like that.
Or yeah, not all places.
Yeah, there's some good.
Or
there's some good. So it's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad. But you can go that route, or you can keep them at home, and have your crazy ass kids jump all over your grandparents and drive them crazy.
Right. Well, you know,
your Ulavale kids are running around.
You mean our kids?
I used to do that then to my poor grandma, man. Rest in peace, rest in love. My grandma, when we were little kids, she was at home, my grandpa, and it was like summertime, so me and my cousins, we would just run around, make noise in the garage, like playing, you know, tag and just being kids. And I, you know, it was nap time. It was like afternoon, and they were trying to sleep. And my grandma would come down and say, hey, show your pizza. And she would just try to suss us with the broom and stuff. And we were so bad. We just run around and just like, grandma's coming. And I'd rather that than have her, you know, at some home where, you know, you don't trust these people that are just, I don't know. So that's just Samoan thing, I guess. Samoan thing, or I don't know, it's just in our culture. It's our nature. That's, if you look at the majority of the group homes, retirement homes, you won't see any Samoan or Polynesians, period, in group homes. We don't do that. We just don't. You know, it's nothing against other cultures. It's just, we just don't do that. You know?
I can understand if you're an elder, or these elderly people, seniors, don't have family. That's kind of the difference, really.
But other cultures know that when it comes to Polynesians, we got family.
Right.
We got hella family.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
Every time we go places, we roll deep. And that's, to be other people, is deep, baby. That's a big old family. That was some lightning. But to us, it's normal.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Sorry, we got a guys.
Cool. This is tight. We got this podcast.
Like, okay, kids, make sure we have the flashlight and the candles just in case.
We got this podcast going on with lightning and thunder.
Lightning
in the
and
background.
Thunder in the background.
You know, Lord Raiden up in his house.
But
so,
But yeah, I mean, you know, we do that's something that happens a lot in our frequently in our cultures. We have a lot of daycare.
So
a lot of childcare.
So besides the grandparents, and that's just something that I don't know, we're just talking about. That's just, you know, we're talking about Samoan life here. Other than the grandparents, and we don't do group homes, we do a lot of home daycare where it's just out of love. Like there is a different generation now that does go to work, and you know, they want to pay for like outside daycare because they don't have relatives to stay home to watch over them. And man, we did that. Remember we did that?
Yeah.
Oh, we did that. Oh my gosh, with our third son,
our middle child.
And my gosh, them daycare. Woo,
it's pretty pricey.
They were charging. Oh my Lord, have mercy. I don't know how people still do it, but they still do it.
Yeah.
You know. We didn't do this daycare for this guy because mommy's at home now. And
Jacob,
we were like killing ourselves financially.
I mean,
it's hard when you got to pay for daycare.
It's
so hard.
It's bad enough that nowadays it takes two incomes to support your household and raise your family. But it was like one was working to pay the bills and the other one was working to pay daycare.
The daycare is so expensive, and then you have the messing with this computer stuff, and then you have the bills you gotta pay, your rent, mortgage, whatever, and it's just so hard. It makes things so much hard financially on our, you know, Samoan people, Polynesian people, because first of all, you're not financially educated, and then on top of that, you don't know what to do with your children if you want to go that route with the daycare. So you just have to do it. And that's why the majority of us depend on our family. Mm-hmm. So we are fortunate and very blessed to be financially educated, and that helped us choose and make the decision of having Tala here. Mm-hmm. Man, our lights are about to get cut off. For some reason, if it does, then we're about to do another podcast, but let's keep going.
Yeah.
Lights are flickering and everything.
I'm noticing that.
So anyways, we have made the decision. After we got, you know, financially educated, we ran the numbers. And the numbers were okay for Tala to, you know, leave her 9-to-5 job, mm-hmm. and stay at home to help with our children. So we got 5 children, y'all. If you guys didn't know, we have 5 children. 2 of them all are adults boys. Now, so we're good.
All boys. No, yeah. No pink in this household, yeah. Except for me.
So, and Tala, we said, okay, so what can be another source of income? Because it's all about income, right? Mm-hmm. And in a Samoan household, Polynesian household, there's always other family members that need help via daycare.
So you'll have to excuse us. Our neighbors are outside screaming, like,
oh, no,
they're watching
fine.
All these lightning. Yeah,
it's like a fireworks show out there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, yeah. I'm sure.
And it's cool. It's cool background noise. And if you're in the Pacific Northwest, you'll probably remember this date. And be like, oh, yeah, I remember that when it was a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
But because we're recording this on a Saturday.
Yeah.
But it won't air till Monday.
It's fine.
But anyways, so we ran the numbers. If you run the numbers...
Numbers don't lie.
We had the opportunity to not only keep one of the parents home, because we're both working, and the stress, you were so stressed out at work.
I sure was.
You hated it. I mean,
I love what I did, but just the responsibilities, the burden, the extra work, it was stressful. So
you hated
that mental
it.
Stress was horrible.
You hated it. I
my
hated
family
it.
Hated it, because I just
I hated it at the time, because You know, it's very hard, difficult for two of the parents to go to work.
Yeah, and we missed out a lot on our children's lives.
You miss out a lot, and then there's nobody home. Yeah. It's like there's nobody home. It's like you gotta try and figure out who's gonna be, you know, watching over the kids and stuff like that, or taking care of the kids and the children. So with Tala at home now, and when we made a decision, it made life much easier. But when
pop out,
of course. But when that happens, you have to find another source of income, and this source of income came with and a blessing to us, because we weren't expecting it, but we made that decision that, hey, well, this is what we do. I said, first, quit your job. I said, I'm tired of you getting stressed out. I said, I can handle this. We'll, you know, we'll work things out. And as soon as that happened,
my sister saw an opening to come over and be like, you're home.
Yeah.
And she asked if there was any chance that I could help her with the kids, because she was working full time. Actually, she works two jobs, and you know, just she has five of her own.
Yeah, so she wanted help. Wanted to ask you, now that you're at home. Said, "Hey, can you help me out daycare for the kids? And you know, we'll go through DSHS and let the state pay for you somewhat." Yeah. And then we're like,
"Well, there you go.
Hell yeah!
There's another source that's a source of income. I mean, we usually try to. I know that there's mention that we usually do it out of love, but in her case, she asked because she knew that we also needed."
No. Here's the thing, it is out of love, but it's not coming out of her pocket.
Yeah.
This, the state will pay you for watching, your relatives. Is it your friends too, or just your relatives?
No, it can be friends. It can be friends. Anybody.
You know.
But for it watching is a program. It's a program. through the state of Washington.
Yeah. In Washington State, that's where we live. There's a program, and to all of you listeners out there, if you guys are in other states, wherever it may be, up and down the coast or around the country, West Coast, East Coast, you know, check your local state, and if you're watching some kids and you're not getting paid for it, you better go and talk to somebody and take them straight to DSHS and say, hey, what do I got to fill out? Because it's helping us out big time with our income. It has been helping us out for how long has it been now?
I have been home almost going on 2 years now.
Oh, damn. See? That's why my life is more happier now. Because you're home 2 years and you're getting income.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a win-win. And a lot of people can't see it that way, because a lot of people, first of all, don't know how to handle their finances first. See, we figured that out. And we made the decision to go this route, which once we knew the numbers, we said, okay, it works. And it works. In 2 years, I'm happier than I can ever be, because you're able to be at home and do things for me and for the children. And not only that, there's income coming in from the state, you know?
Plus, I can be honest and say that financially, in the past, we've never agreed on finances. We never... we're ever on the same page when it came to finances. But since Henry decided to get financially educated and did the research, and it took him a little bit to push me to research and learn so I can be on the same page as him. Because believe me, just like any other couple, you know, money and finances are the source of disagreements and a lot of things in the marriage. So so that's a huge help, especially with being financially educated.
Yes, sir.
And then now having that side, that extra income to help with our family. Even though we could have done it with just yours alone, it would have been a little bit more harder.
Yes, sir.
This definitely made it easier. And it's not the only income, thank goodness.
Yeah.
That I make, which is a huge blessing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we started this this journey for Tala to stay home, it was kind of different because in this day and age, everybody's used to both parents going to work, because there's that old saying, it takes two sources of income in order to raise a family in this day and age, right? Mm-hmm. But that's how we were thinking for a long time.
Right.
That's me and Tyler were like, yeah, we just got to work. Oh, did you find another job? Oh, it gets paid more. Oh, they go do that. Oh, then we'll be okay. Oh, another job is offering more and more. Oh, if we both work and, you know, we just continue, then, you know, snap, crackle, and pop. There's lightning and everything back here. This is tight. And we were living like that for years until we just finally, you know, thought outside of the box. Mm-hmm. Became financially educated and say, you know what? What's more important? Us trying to make money and living off paycheck to paycheck with both of us being at work and both of us stressing out and just being miserable with our jobs, or rearranging our lives to make it more happier for us, which means for one of us to be staying at home to do the home thing for our family and also making an income. And the very, very, very most important thing of all out of this decision is the fact that Tala is able to help her sister.
Yeah.
Family. That's what we love in our family, in our Ainga, is to help our family. And it's so much of a win-win-win, you know, scenario when you're doing daycare from home through the state, because number one, you get to stay home and do things that you couldn't do, you know, before.
Which is basically, you know, maid, housewife, chef, chauffeur.
And, you all know, hats many things combined. So many things. And then number two, you're able to help out a relative, a family friend, because they trust you, they love you, and you love them, to be able to take care of their children and treat them like your own. Mm-hmm. Strangers won't do that.
No.
You know, family, friends, close friends, relatives will do that because it's blood, you know. And number three, you're still getting a source of income, you know. You still get a source of income. Now, those are the major three, right? Helping out, you know, being able to be at home. Number two, being able to help out your loved one. Because, you know, doing this for your sister has made it so much easier for her.
Yeah, and the benefit is I get to spend a lot of time with my nieces and my nephews.
Yeah.
Which is great, because then my kids benefit from it as well. They get to see their cousins more often, and we both get to spend a lot of time with them. They don't ever want to go home, but you know, that's normal.
And there's other family members who help out with her too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tala's not the only one. She has family members from all sides, you know, so it's kind of like the more help. Jan, that is so loud.
I'm just watching flashes underneath the window here.
We're going to call this the thunderstorm episode. Mm-hmm. Daycare thunderstorm.
You might as well open up that blind and
so you guys can get a little look on YouTube. Once again, we're on YouTube. If you guys want to see the thunder flashing in the background, I'm going to open the blind up right now.
Because I see nothing but flashes of lightning just going.
Maybe I should just open the whole window thing up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's pouring.
Oh.
I thought the hurricane was on the East Coast. We're on the West Coast. there was a Hurricane Dorian or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's Dorian.
Was it Dorian?
I think so.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
But now we're on the West Coast. Now we got a thunderstorm out here. So, yeah, that's crazy. So, going back to, you know, the daycare thing, just being able to help out, like that's the one thing I told Lo, AKA that's your nickname, Tala, and I said the number one thing that I love about you doing daycare is you're taking care, you're helping out your sister, you know. when you're helping out your family, like in a way where it's loving and it takes a load off their shoulder, you know, that's more priceless than anything in the world. That's the stuff that life is about, you know? You know what I'm saying, babe? Mm-hmm. You know, because if she were to just continue to, like, she was doing daycare, right? Right? Who? Your sister. She was taking them to, like, the regular daycare.
Yeah, before I took over, yeah. She was my mom did it, and then when my mom went to California, yeah. And she had
to take them to a regular daycare.
Because we both worked. We all worked at that
what's
time.
I'm pretty sure the state helps her out with the payments.
Yeah, they do pay for the subsidy for for actual daycare centers and facilities. But
it's not family. It's still not family.
Like
when our child was in daycare, did we have one or two? No, we had two children. When we had two children, the first child we put in daycare, he got bit. Like some other kid straight dug his teeth and left bite marks on him. And I was so pissed off. I was like, I was ready to hurt somebody. Because I was like, man, who the hell is watching these children or my children? You know, who's watching my kid? Why are you going to let this other kid just bite the hell out of my son? And then years later, we had a child. And we had to do daycare again. And the same thing happened. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened. So it's like, you're... When you're giving up your children to these daycare companies, it's just a business. That's all it is. It's a business. They're there to profit. They're not there. It's not a non-profit. Well, it's for a profit.
Job. Yeah. It's a job for them as well, you know.
Yeah, so it's just a job. But if you're doing daycare through the state and helping out a loved one, a family member, hey, guess what? It's like the normal thing we always do every day. We just getting paid for it. Because if you go to a typical average Samoan Polynesian household, you're going to see old people and you're going to see babies in there, children in there during the day. That's just normal. That's how we roll. That's our life. That's our family. That's why we're so family orientated. So why not get paid for it? Now, don't go. There's some people who are getting.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, okay?
It's not for everybody.
I mean, you have to have a lot of patience. Which my supply is very short, be honest.
But you're in the classes, and they're changing like the whole program because there's a lot of people scamming the system.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of things going on internally that the program is trying to weed out pretty much those that are trying,
weed them out, man. That's good, you know.
You know, trying to get over on the system.
And and it's kind of tough because you're getting like paid to watch your loved ones. So it's kind of like if there's people that are trying to, you know, get over on the system and do things that you're not supposed to do to make a profit through it. Don't do it, people. It's like you guys are the ones who are ruining it. And it's kind of like, but I feel sorry for them. It's just for the fact that the reason why they're doing that is they just don't have no financial education.
It's always finances.
Yeah,
money.
It's finance. They're just greedy. They think that they can get over on the, you know, on the help from the government program of daycare. And they just need more. They're greedy.
Yeah, don't.
Don't do it,
try
people.
To keep it as legit as possible because, you know what, it's beneficial to everyone.
Grab my mic now because. My bag is getting
it's beneficial to everybody, not just our cultures, but just to everybody else who actually really do need that, just that program. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is it's a huge help for us, and it's a huge and I'm glad that it's a huge help for my sister.
Yeah, and that's, I love it.
And I get to enjoy, like I said, I get to enjoy a lot of time with my babies because I've raised them.
Yeah, it's you get the income is pretty. It's pretty decent. It's a decent income.
It's something, you know.
It's something.
Something.
It's something. It can help out if the numbers fit you right, and the income is looking like it's okay for you throughout the year,
and you have patience, and you patience. Can handle yeah. it, then yeah,
then go for it. Go for it, Polynesian people, Samoan people, because you're doing it already. You know, you're at home watching these kids. You know, do it the right way and go get some information.
Yeah.
Do we have information? I would say just go to your local DSHS website.
Yeah. I mean,
and if just get the information, you can get there.
Pretty much. They have...
Google it, fool. Just Google it. Just Google it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, that's crazy because we didn't really have nothing to talk about, and we're just going off with whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can turn
Sorry.
On. And this is a good topic to talk about because a lot of us Polynesians are in this, you know, situation. We're in it. We're living proof. I'm glad that we're able to talk to the listeners about this.
Yeah.
Because in our financial world, this is helping us out, not only financially, but, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, just having the opportunity for everybody to be, you know, happy.
Yeah, like we were saying, you know, we could have done it with one income. That was a decision we made,
mm-hmm.
With the thoughts of what we could do on the side to make extra income. But that mm-hmm. was a huge help for us.
Yeah. And not only that, while Tala is at home, right? Not only is she at home doing the things she loves to do and doesn't have to go to work, I mean, a regular 9-to-5, she doesn't have... So basically, she works at home, from home. And she doesn't have to take the commute to work. She doesn't have to be stuck in that... Bless you. She doesn't have to be stuck... And another bless you. She doesn't have... You got one more coming.
Sorry.
Ready? Just let it out. Good. Here we go. Bless you. There's probably another one coming, but I'm going to just keep going. So... You have the opportunity to work from home, not have to worry about dealing with disgruntled employees, crazy employees, mean old bosses that you just want to punch in the face. You know, you had a lot of those. You know, those bosses are just crazy, but and this is the best part of you being able to be at home.
Okay.
You want some of those allergy pills?
No, I'm good.
Is it the fan?
I don't know.
You sure? You can turn that fan off if you want. But, and she's able to do all that. And she's able to educate herself even more about... what we need to do and accomplish in our journey to financial independence, which led her to side hustles.
Sorry.
You know, while she you know, blows her isu.
Sorry.
She has also found another side hustle, which she's getting another source of income. So it's kind of like the opportunity of being able to be at home and working from home with daycare led her to find more avenues to make more income. We call them side hustles.
Yeah.
And she's doing another sort of side hustle income, which is making more, you know.
Which is more
revenue,
money.
Income
yeah,
for
more
us.
Income for us to invest, to... put towards yeah. our
but this is a side hustle that she also does from home, so this is it's amazing.
There's so many out there.
Yeah,
you'd be amazed of
yeah.
things that you can find when you're looking for jobs or
yeah.
just something to make extra income from mm-hmm. home. It's a lot of things are telecommuting now, so
yeah.
everything's online in this generation, so
yeah. And it's crazy. This day and age, people.
Everything's
everything is
at the tip of your fingers.
Digital.
And yeah. You can do it all, everybody. Yeah. You can do shopping, from all home. E-commerce.
Ridiculous. E-commerce. And as that's actually the field that she's doing the other side also. Still e-commerce, which you can just do from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, everybody orders online. Food. I mean, now it's everything.
So going back to daycare, the, you know, the, what should I say? The decision of us to choose for Tala to stay at home and watch her nieces and nephews and collect the income through the DSHS has also allowed her to search, because she has so much time now, to search and research of other side hustles, which she has found another source of income through e-commerce, all from the comfort of your own home. So it's that old traditional, I have to go to work, I have to go, you know, to a normal 9-to-5. It's so played out.
Yeah, it's so played out. You don't anymore, honestly. No. Let's just say if you picked up two side hustles, you can pretty much make what you make now.
Yeah, and that's the journey that we're on right now, because I'm staying with my 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, and that's our plan.
Yeah.
Our plan is for you to stay there until we can financially retire you.
Yeah, so other than Tala and what we were talking about her, what I do is I just work at a regular 9-to-5, and I've invested some years in that JLB. It's just a JLB. But with this JLB, it has allowed me to be the source, the main source of income, while Tala starts working on her work at stay at home, work from home income, which is awesome. It's amazing to me because I feel like we've hit like halfway financial independence. And this is why I say it, because the definition of financial independence, which we explained earlier in the earlier podcasts, I'm gonna like readjust that and say, I'm gonna change it to something like this. There's financial independence, and then there's financial freedom, you know, and I love that word, financial freedom. Mm-hmm. Freedom from finances. So financial independence is, in my definition, and this is from someone I heard that explained this, and I loved it, and I'm gonna take it and I'm explain to our listeners. Financial independence is when you can earn finances independently. That means you're not going to your typical 9-to-5 job working for someone else. You're actually running a business yourself. Like you can own your own business, or to me, you're working from home. Cause working from home is like, that's the bomb. You know what I'm saying? Like now that I witnessed you do it for 2 years, I'm just so happy to me that I can look at you and be like, wow, okay. To me, in my eyes, you've reached financial independence, even though it's called working from home. Everybody loves working from home, but to me, working from home is so much more, because we've lived through it for 2 years, and it's been just so many benefits of one parent being at home, making income by working from home, and also doing the duties of a parent at home.
Yeah, if you have a family. It's also benefits my our youngest son, the one that Jacob.
Yeah, the one always popping his head in.
Mm-hmm. Because it allows him to be homeschooled.
Yeah, and that's another.
That's another decision that we.
Another avenue that we can get into.
Yep.
But that's another plus for us, because I don't want to get into that because that'll just go on forever. We'll probably talk about that, on another podcast too, but. That's another benefit of homeschooling our youngest.
Mm-hmm. And then we can teach him things that he'll need to learn.
Yeah, because you know me, you know where I stay at with schools. schools to me are just, they're outdated.
Yeah, I mean,
so outdated.
I mean, but we're trying to, we want to implement into his, into what he's learning about daily life, things that they don't teach us in school about what to use on a daily basis. Yeah, which is credit is a huge factor.
Yeah. So the benefits, we're talking about the benefits of staying. So financial independence, in my definition, is when you're able to not work a typical 9-to-5 for somebody else. When you're able to make some income by either you owning your own business or by, in my opinion, staying at home, working from home. Because you don't have to deal with the nonsense of, you know, the other people at work and the crazy, the traffic, and you just wake up, do your thing, and then you just work from home, hop on your computer, laptop, or and you just work, you know, on your own hours and this and that. And then there's financial freedom. So financial freedom is when you don't have to work at all. Is when you have investments that work for you themselves.
You've built your passive income.
You have built enough passive income to where you can say goodbye to your 9-to-5 and to your work from home job or even your business. Yeah, that's financial freedom. Now that's the main goal, financial independence. I love that too. You know, if I was able to find a source of income by working at home, working from home, that matches what I make right now, I'll do it, people, within the heartbeat, because the benefits of being at home with my wife and my children,
time is something you can
never get back. So all the hours and the days, months and years you spend, you know, at a JOB with these strangers, that's time you will never get back. So, but if you work from home, you got most of you're at home. Where home is where the heart is. It's priceless, just to be at home, to wake up, to have breakfast with your children, to do whatever you want to do, and you know, make a you know, another source of income through any kind of side hustle or whatever it may be. In this day and age, 2019, there's so many ways you can do it. Yeah, you can eat in the front. You're gonna be clinking and clanking your plate over here. He eating some spaghetti, right? Paschetti. Couple calls it paschetti. We used to call it super skitty. But I guess this episode is gonna be about daycare, you know, from home.
Well, because it's our update on
it's something we're living, you know. This is something we wanna talk about on this podcast is the stuff that we're living, stuff that we've been through, you know,
things that we're going through at this time,
our journey. And hey, if it can help out people out there in the world, hopefully it can help y'all out, you know what I'm saying?
So I encourage those of you that are seeking that have started their path of financially educated, and one of the stepping blocks that you want to get to is to have one parent at home to make it, you know, stay home, take care of the kids, or make extra income. I mean, you know, this path does work if it is something that you want to get into.
Yeah, financially is very beneficial for you family members out there who, you know, think you have somebody, an idea who could watch your children. You should just go talk to them and see if they're willing to do that. And if you need some advice or you need questions answered, boom, Tyler's right here. She's 2 years experienced with everything, legit through the system. You know, why don't have your loved one pay you out of their own pocket? Use the government, have them pay you guys, you know, and don't be greedy and try to manipulate the system, because it's just not worth it. It's not going to benefit you guys, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daycare. It's very, that's like another, you know, big time expense. Daycare, man. Oh my gosh. You know, how many, if all of you listeners out there, if you're in your car or driving to work or driving home, or if you're just anywhere you are and listening to this podcast and you have children and you're struggling through finances with daycare, seek a family member, seek a friend, try to figure out somebody who's willing, who you think will be right for the job, and sit down, you know, sit down with them, have a talk with them, you know, share this podcast episode with them. You know, we're Samoan, you know, married couple, and we have 5 children. And my wife, she's watching her sister's children, and she's getting paid through the state, legitimately through it. And it's working out for everybody, you know. I know family members, I have family members on my side too that do the same thing, and they benefited from it too. They benefit from it too. You know, it's such a big help, you know, financially. If, you know, if there's somebody that can meet the needs of the children, you know, I've seen family members who couldn't meet the needs, and then there was, you know, they had to look for somebody else and somebody else. So in our culture, there's so many of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of us. So, yeah, just sit down with your loved ones, and I guarantee you, people, it'll help you guys out, you know, financially, first of all, because, damn, daycare is expensive than a mug. And second of all, you know, mentally, because you'll know that, well, if I have my auntie, my grandma, or my mom, or whoever, uncle, brother, sister, watch my children, at least I know it's my family watching my children and not some strangers who are going to let other children bite my child.
And my husband will never forget that.
I'll never forget that. I was, you know, people were scared when I walked up to joint. They didn't want to tell me what happened. Because, you know, they looked in the big old Samoan dude. They're just like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, sir, but so apparently.
Well, you were pretty upset, so.
Yeah, but luckily I'm a nice guy, you know. But anyways, daycare is a big expense. There's a lot of you young millennials out there who are new parents. And, you know, maybe this episode will help you out. There's also people out there who are non-millennials that, you know, have children and maybe some grandchildren. Maybe you can help them out. You know, if you're at home, hey, help them out, help your children out, grandchildren out, and you can make a, you know, source of income off of it too. It's a win-win for everybody.
There are resources,
plenty of resources. We'll try and get some resources, and we'll put it in the show notes, whatever we can. We'll do it for our state, because you know, Tala, she knows the resources for Washington State. But if you're in another state, yeah, check your local resources for government daycare help through the government.
Yeah, just state assistance for
state
paying.
State assistance. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just go from there, people. You know, daycare, man, so expensive. Expenses. And I think if you guys have any questions, you know, drop a comment and ask us anything you want to ask Tala, you know, go to our email, you know, I think it's, we'll leave the email at the bottom of the show notes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's growinsamoan@gmail.com, yeah. Groin Samoan, Samoan, @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you love this episode and you love this podcast, please, y'all, go to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. The more of you guys that rate and review it and leave a review, the bigger.
Yeah, review, a comment. I mean, don't be scared. If you have questions, believe me, I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, don't be scared. Leave it, because what it does is it helps our podcast grow, so other Samoan families and Polynesian families and all families alike who can relate to us can find it, you know.
Yeah, it'll help you. I mean, if it's something that you really just don't know where to get the answers.
Yeah.
you know, leave a comment,
mm-hmm.
leave a question, whatever it may be.
And with that being said, we are going to also read a comment, because if you leave a comment, we're going to read it too, because this is what this Growing Samoan podcast is for. It's for you, the listeners and the viewers. Once again, you can listen to our podcast, or you can go to YouTube and watch the video. Our podcast is on 9 platforms. You can listen to us on Anchor, on iTunes, Google Podcasts. It's hard to say that. Google Podcasts.
Google.
Spotify. Thank you, Spotify. They're also a sponsor. Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So yeah, just tune into any of those. You can hear the, and you know, listen to the Growing Someone podcast. Also on YouTube. We're also on YouTube if you like video. And with that being said, we're gonna read a comment from you. Yes, you. I'm pointing at you in the camera. The listener, we love you. And this comment is going to be from... Tyler's going to read it on here.
Oh.
Thank you, listener.
So, this comment is from... Or is from August.
Mm-hmm.
Subject is yay.
Yay.
And this comment was left by Sia from LBC.
LBC, that's where you're from, right, babe?
Right.
You from the LBC.
Snoop was my neighbor. No,
I thought Long Beach, LBC meant Long Beach City. Is that what it means?
Long Beach, well, yeah, you can term it both ways if you want. Long Beach City or Long Beach, California.
Okay.
Yeah. But the comment left was, excited that there's another Samoan podcast.
Yeah.
Hi, Lo'u. And yeah. Balo and Gainey.
Yeah.
And Lo'u is my Samoan name.
That's you.
It's my Samoan nickname.
That's your nickname, Lo'u.
Mm-hmm.
We and all have nicknames.
Yes.
If you Samoan Polynesian, you have a nickname. Everybody has a nickname.
Yes. I don't think I've ever called any of my kids or my nieces and nephews by their full name.
Nah, it's just because we all have nicknames. Yeah. Mm-mm. So,
yeah, thanks, Sia.
So, yeah, much love. Sia, she's excited.
From LBC.
And she said, you know, she's excited that there's another Samoan podcast. It's beautiful, man. We're spreading the, you know, the Samoan help. That's why we're doing these podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts out there that, you know, they're just popping up. You know, we popped up. You know, this is only our 7th episode. And, you know, we're getting some love from the community. Thank you so much. We're getting some big love. We have another shout out from another comment that I'm going to read on the next episode. Because we're trying to keep it, you know, spread the comments out. There's so many of them right now.
We want to acknowledge that we received and we love.
But today we love you, Sia, from the LBC. Thanks for listening. Please tune in some more. Share this episode. share the podcast with families and friends, and for those of you guys listening, once again, please share it. You guys share it, you know, and hopefully you guys can take away something from this episode. We love you guys so much. Tune in again next time. You know, to fa soy fua, tai lava tele o to, for, you know, listening and tuning in for everything.
Yep.
You know, this podcast won't exist if it, you know, wasn't for you guys. You know, we're doing it every time we read a comment. Every time I see a comment, I read a comment, you know, my heart grows bigger and bigger. Because we're growing, you know, growing right. Samoan.
And we'll keep you guys posted on our journey as we move along and getting becoming financially free.
Right.
Yeah.
And once again, thanks to our sponsors. And the health tip for today, for this episode is the same old. Eat more fruits and vegetables.
Drink lots
of water. You know, my son keeps asking me, you know, my youngest one, is this healthy? Is that healthy? Is pizza rolls healthy? Is this healthy? And, you know, I tell him, I said, no, it's not healthy. Oh, what about this? Is that healthy? No, it's not healthy. Oh, what's healthy? Fruits are healthy. Vegetables are healthy. and water. Oh, I said, but you can eat that stuff if you want to. If you want to eat pizza rolls, you can eat pizza rolls. It's fine. But just don't eat it all the time. You can't eat it every single day or portion. Just, you know, you gotta put in some fruit and veggies here and there. And, you know, the more fruits and vegetables and water you eat and drink, the more healthier you'll get. And dang, there's... Yeah, man, it is. Yeah. Watch the YouTube video, you guys. It's crazy. There's lightning
and thunder.
You can hear the thunder in the audio.
The flashes of lightning.
Man, I feel like there's a... What's that one comedian say? He said he thought there was people taking pictures of him.
Oh, gee.
Because he was high. No, he had a crackhead relative. And he's like, why are you tripping in a thunderstorm? He's like, oh, I thought people were taking pictures of me. Oh, there it goes. Yeah, again.
That was very huge. But yeah. thank you guys so much for
love you guys.
For listening and for watching, if you're watching.
Yeah.
Hopefully the next episode won't be so crazy, but...
Well, the next episode, it'll probably just be me. Mm-hmm. I got to do a solo episode.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is good because I'm only make it quick because you know it's me so because we got a busy schedule coming up this month.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try rushing, but throwing a couple of episodes. Tyler's very busy. She got a busy schedule. And big shout out to before we go, a special love and shout out to Leah and Paulo down there doing their thing.
Yeah, miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss you guys. Love you guys. Continue to do your thing. We love you guys.
Yeah,
you
can,
they're so busy.
We're always here.
They're very busy.
We're always
whenever
here.
You guys want to be guests again on our show, just they already know. They'll let us know. But right now, we're just going to continue telling you guys and teaching you guys whatever we learn. Mm-hmm. And just continue to follow us
share
on our journey.
And share the knowledge.
Yeah, just continue to follow us on our journey and grow. Right. That's all we can say, you know, is to, you know, continue to grow as we continue to grow. We'll grow together. Grow in Samoan. We love you guys. And, we're out. Peace out. Love you guys. Till next time. Tune in. Share it. Love you guys. Peace. Let's say wave. All right, everybody. Get close. Wait. Yeah. Smile. All right. Nice. We're good. Love you guys. Bye.